and welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the musical series podcast hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
And today we are joined once again by bestie Katie.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. I'm so happy to be back. Oh my God.
We've been discussing. Yeah, we've been talking.
Things.
Katie, when did you first start watching School Spirits? Like, when it came out right away, or did you, like, wait a little?
Oh, the second it came out, I watched it. It was very entertaining. I was very excited. The cast, beautiful people. Some of them I didn't know, and now I love them. And honestly, the show is fire. I love it. I just rewatched it, so slay.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to rewatch once it's all done.
Slay.
I knew Sarah Yarkin was in Not Okay with Dylan O'Brien.
Oh.
And then knew Milo and Peyton, obviously, but didn't really know anybody else.
Yeah, very new faces. I was just like, I don't know who you people are, mm-hmm. but you guys are cool.
Yeah.
So.
I like them all so far.
They're all so fun. I want to hang out with Nick and Sarah so bad. Like, Katie, have you watched, like, the cast interviews at all?
I've watched a few. I haven't watched all of them yet because school and stuff, but I plan to.
Oh, yeah, guys, Miss Katie's graduating soon.
Yes, this week.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Literally, yeah. I'm gonna get.
Finally.
I know. I'm going to get the diploma, a.k.a. the folder they give me, because, you know, they don't give the diplomas out. And I'm literally going backstage because my job is running graduation. And I'm like, I am not sitting with a bunch of people respectfully. I'm going backstage.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to be at, like, a big stadium. And I'm like, this is fun. For, like, a little bit, but I will be leaving graduation early.
Oh, my God.
I want to get lunch. The traffic is going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. And my mom will be mad.
That's the worst part about graduations.
I know. I'm like, y'all, couldn't we all just take a bus together, like a tour bus? But, yeah, I'm excited to graduate.
I support it.
Fair enough. Honestly, I'll make a petition
excited for
the future.
You. Nick and Sarah that play Charlie and Rhonda, I literally want to hang out with them so bad because, well, first of all, just the gays. Love the gays.
Hell yeah.
But second of all, they're just so funny. And I want to hang out with them so bad. Nick's post, Lauren, I know you don't follow him, but.
Yeah, I can't yet.
But I know you haven't followed any of them because you don't want anything spoiled, but this isn't spoiling anything. Like, after the show came out, he posted this picture from an article that says, Nick Pugliese, wiki, age, partner, girlfriend, net worth, height, and partner. And he said, really enjoying all the fan theories. This one, most of all, comment below who you think my girlfriend is. Leading theories are. And he put, one, Sarah Yarkin. Two, Peyton List. Three, Rainbow. Four, Kiara. Five, all of the cheerleaders.
Where's Milo, though? I would believe that.
Period.
Milo commented, we all know I'm your girlfriend. Let's chill. And then Sarah commented, what was it? Sarah, this week on School Spirits, Nick comes out as straight, and Nick said the biggest twist of them all, they never saw it coming.
I need to watch all the press tour when
and
I'm
Peyton,
done.
Peyton said, please pick me. And Nick responded to Peyton and said, at Sarah Yarkin, fight. Like, they're so funny. No, he replied to Milo's comment that said, we all know I'm your girlfriend. And he said, don't spoil the ending for everybody. I love them. I love them. I need this show renewed 100% just for, like, Nick and Sarah. Because they have talked so much in interviews about the amount of takes that they ruin. Just the two of them laughing all the time.
I love hearing about that.
Yeah.
I love them.
What's great is about, like,
this video of them telling people to watch the show, like, in front of their billboards.
I was gonna bring that up. That video is so funny.
This show looks so good.
Oh, they're like on the street.
Yeah, they're on the street in front of their billboard. Like,
oh, I see. Okay.
Telling, they're like, oh my god, this show like looks so crazy. Like, it's on Paramount Plus. I love them. She watched my story yesterday.
Slay! Get that attention.
What'd you post?
Get that attention.
It was an edit of Rhonda, and my friend slid up on my story and just said, smash.
I mean, with that badass energy, yeah.
Oh, she's so great. I love her. Rhonda is, like, I don't even know how to say who my favorite character is, though, because I love Charlie, but I think Rhonda's my favorite character.
You know what Rhonda reminds me of? She reminds me of Selma Blair. Stop it!
The hands are good.
It's giving octopus. It's giving octonauts. But
it's giving power.
It's giving, yeah. Anyways, she reminds me of Selma Blair in, like, all the movies she did when she was younger, like Cruel Intentions.
I see that.
Even Legally Blonde, mm-hmm. when she was like, I don't remember her character. Yeah. Vivian, I think that's her character's name.
Vivian.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just kept seeing it being like, wow, it's giving.
Vivian Kensington. Was it Kensington?
I don't know.
I think so.
That sounds right.
Not going to lie, I don't remember the name because all I know is when Selma Blair walks out, I go, gay panic.
And understandable.
Yeah, as you should.
She's giving. Gorgeous. Amazing. But enough about Selma Blair. Love you, Selma Blair, if you listen to this.
Selma Blair, I know you're here.
Selma Blair, thanks for listening. Okay, Lauren, what are we? This has been all over the place already. What are we discussing this week? Let's just jump right in.
We are doing episode 3 of School Spirits, Dead and Confused.
Ooh. I love that because it's based on Dazed and Confused.
Period.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. I love the episode titles to this show so much.
I do too. I'm trying not to, like, look ahead when I open Paramount Plus.
I know, because it has, like, all these cool movies, and I can always figure out who the episode will mm-hmm. low-key be about. So slay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, a synopsis of this episode. We have, with an unexpected suspect possibly involved in her death, Maddie's forced to reveal more about the depth of that relationship, leading to an unexpected consequences. First note, Lauren, what is it?
I'm just talking about how Mr. A was being sus, but eventually just lets Simon go. After the whole...
Yeah, he won't tell Simon why thing. He was there. Yeah. And says to keep it a secret, which is sus, very sus.
And she has a flashback of...
Yes.
It's like little snippets of like Mr. A and a car and like woods. I wrote forest question mark.
Yeah, we see glimpses of a car crash. She's just like me.
Oh my god.
And Sandra is upset because the sheriff is cutting back the number of deputies and people on Maddie's search party. Xavier says he's going back to school.
Anytime Xavier pops up on screen, those blue eyes really just trip me out.
No, yeah.
It's a jump scare.
No, it is a jump scare.
Jump scare.
Yeah, like a literal.
It's giving E-boy every time I see him. I'm literally like, I'm so scared.
Wait.
You're so right.
Wait, Katie, did you watch Degrassi all the way through?
No, respectfully no. But like, wasn't he on it or something?
Yes, I was gonna say, I don't know if you like made it to the seasons that he was
in. Okay, because I heard someone said he was on Degrassi and I was just like, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he was creepy on Degrassi also.
Someone said that on Twitter and I was like, dang. Is this just what he's getting casted for now?
Yeah, I guess
it's his typecast.
It's those blue eyes. He needs to get some contacts.
No, I know.
He needs to tone it down.
He needs some brow. He needs some hazel eyes.
Yes, we need. Hey there, pretty bird.
What you doing later tonight?
I haven't listened to that song. It's so.
I haven't listened to it because Cody Simpson haunted me after I saw him in Anastasia. But we won't get off topic because I know that will happen.
I also saw him in Anastasia.
I didn't mean to see him in Anastasia. I originally got tickets from my teacher for free because Zach Adkins was still in it, my bestie.
And Zach.
And then he was like, hey guys, I'm actually not in the show anymore. Cody will be taking over. And I'm like.
Wait, so did you even get to see Zach or not?
I did get to see Zach like a while. Oh, okay, like before. Good. I saw him like 3 times, but I was literally like.
Okay, good. I feel like we talked about this.
We did. And don't worry, we won't get off task.
This whole podcast is getting off task. Don't apologize.
With us three, it always does. Seriously. Like, be so for real.
Even with just me and Lauren, we literally reach a point where we've been rambling on so long, we go, where are we?
Luckily, I still know where we are right now.
Yes, so... Because Maddie's talking about how Mr. Anderson couldn't have had anything to do with it. She's like, he's the same teacher that lets us swear in class as long as it's in the name of literature. Like, I love teachers that let you cuss. Teachers that let you cuss, the best.
I agree. I think it shows that you're maturing and that you're allowed to talk like that a little bit.
Well, yeah, also, especially when you're in high school.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, teach. Why do you care if I stubbed my toe against the desk and I said shit? Like,
I'm screaming.
What does that mean to you?
I know.
By the way, can we talk about, because someone brought up Simon earlier, how he low-key does such a bad job of pretending he's on the phone when he's staring.
We said that last week.
So bad.
He literally, at the phone booth, had his headphones on and he is just staring. Staring, and I'm like, yo, you are not doing a good job of pretending you're on the phone, buddy.
No, walk around at least, or like.
No, we said we talked about that last week. Whenever he was in the classroom and he talked like so loud, out loud, I was like, dude, you know she's right next to you. Like, whisper, or like Lauren said, like write it on a paper, or something. Like, why are you speaking full volume, out loud? But Maddie says that Mr. A gave her his number to talk anytime she needed it. And Simon and Maddie are going about the school, like, randomly finding different places they can speak, different places they can't. And Mr. Anderson kind of shows Maddie that she can confide in him by explaining that his father was an alcoholic, so he had similar experiences whenever he was younger.
Can we talk about the essay she turns in to him during the flashback that's titled...
Oh, did you write the title?
Yeah. I did. I had to. The title was, Is Orpheus Bringing Eurydice Back from the Underworld the Ultimate Romance or Ultimately Problematic? I want to read that essay so badly.
Me too. It sounds so interesting. I'm someone that, like, goes over the top with research papers. Like, literally, I had my senior paper. It was like about how accurate the show The West Wing is to real life politics. It was supposed to be 15 pages. I handed in 37 pages.
You're just like me.
Yeah, I'm just like you.
You're just like me. I could never.
I just love writing papers.
Me too. I do them for fun.
Yeah.
Me too. If mine said 10 pages, I wrote 10 pages, including the source.
Yes.
I knew you were going to say that.
9 plus work cited.
9 plus work cited and title page. Like,
wait, you guys just reminded me I have to check my final grades after this.
Oh, please check them.
I will. But, like, we're on a podcast right now, so I can't really do that.
True.
So, Xavier goes back to school, and... everybody's hardcore judging, like, saying some nasty things, which, I mean, let's be honest, does look a little suspicious, so, I mean...
No, I mean, but yeah, he be looking like, I'm not gonna lie, what, he just be in the corner in a bookshelf looking at Nicole?
I know.
Well, and, so, like, one guy said, like, devil boy's back or something, and this girl goes, I bet he's wearing his stupid hair like that to hide his horns.
And I was, wait, like, I did not hear that.
I was like, come on, oh people. My god.
They
I'm not gonna
deep.
Lie. His dad, I do not like his dad. It's giving toxic masculinity father figure.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe. Because, like, I'm not going to lie. By the way, I'm not going to lie, Xavier. I don't know who let you on camera, but you have to shave more. Because you're not giving high school. You're giving college. You're giving college, baby. Like, you and those piercing blue eyes mean trouble. Like, Taylor Swift, I knew you were trouble about you.
Truly.
I'm like, you've been playing high school now for 8-9 years. Like...
It's been that together. Long.
When was End of Degrassi?
Shouldn't you know this?
I didn't watch the last seasons whenever they were on TV.
Fair enough.
Degrassi, Next Generation. Well, this says 2015 was when it ended, but I felt like it was more recent than that, but... Maybe not.
Well, that's 8 years, so.
But that's, yeah, 8 years ago you were playing a high schooler, so, like, come on, bud. It's been a while, and some of us can still pass as high schoolers and some of us cannot. And Milo Manheim, love you to death, but it's only so much longer you're going to be able to pass as a high schooler.
Yeah, he got
to
move up
especially
soon.
Especially if he keeps regrowing back that little...
That facial
whatever,
hair?
That, no, because I'm not going to lie. If he makes it into a full circle, it's going to give Ice-T from Law & Order SVU, and I'm not ready to see that. I am not ready to see Ice-T Season 2 roll up in movies.
I'm praying he does not get to that point.
I will be crying. I'll be screaming bloody murder.
You're gonna go find his mom on the city bikes.
I'm gonna be like, girl, you're the only Law and Order person, not your son.
Can you tell Cameron that I really appreciate her MA speech?
Oh, I will. I'll FaceTime you randomly, and you'll probably be like, why is Katie calling me? And she'll be like,
you'll say,
hi.
You'll say, you commented on her TikTok and she didn't think it was you.
you better answer all
wait,
FaceTimes.
Have we told literally. The listeners about that story already? The little TikTok.
I don't comments? Think we have. No.
I think you did.
I mean,
I don't think I did. I don't think I did because it happened when I was in California with you and Alondra. It happened while we were in Alondra's living room watching Prom Pact.
Oh dang!
Wait, yes, Prom Pact.
I swear you told it during Prom Pact.
I don't think I did. I think I just put it on my close friend story on Instagram.
Maybe I just heard it multiple times.
Yeah, you've just heard the story a lot. Okay, well, y'all. So, I posted a TikTok about Milo when I was in New York at the end of March. And a few days later, I get a comment. The TikTok was just about saying, like, he has chemistry with everyone he works with and, like, really good charisma. And I get a comment on it that was like, oh, I agree with you, but also I'm his mother, with like laughy faces. And I was like, who is posing as Cameron Manheim? Like, what is this? Like, don't fake out my queen. And I like click on the profile. It has no profile picture. The profile picture is an orange circle with a CM on the inside. It's got like 40 followers. It's following like 4 people. And no videos. So I was like, okay, so someone's just pretending to be Cameron Manheim. Like, that's weird. That's like an odd person to pose as. And a couple weeks later, as I said, I'm in Alondra's living room watching Prom Pact with her and Lauren. And I'm scrolling on Instagram and I see Cameron Manheim had an Instagram story of a TikTok that Milo had filmed. So it was very much like her TikTok account, and it was put on her Instagram, so obviously it was real. And I type in the username on the TikTok that was on her Instagram story, and I follow it. And then, just out of curiosity, because, like, when you're friends with people on TikTok or you follow them, their comments pop up at the top of your comments when you go and look at your video. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna go back and look at that video that Cameron, in quotes, like, commented on, like, just to see. And the comment popped up at the top, and it said following. And at that point, she'd changed her profile picture to a picture of her and Milo. And I was like, I really thought this was a fake account. Like, I 100% did not think that was actually Cameron Manheim. So, so glad that Cameron Manheim saw me talking about her son's charisma.
I mean, you weren't wrong.
I was not.
Yeah. Oh. Fair enough.
Fair enough. I was not wrong. Fair enough, dude. Fair enough.
Are we just gonna say fair enough now throughout this podcast?
It's because we definitely just said it, it's like, definitely coming back.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
The transition between Xavier in the hallway to Maddie's flashback in the hallway was crazy. It was so fluid. I really enjoyed the way that. It flipped around. It was so cool. Nicole tells Simon that Mr. A's car is suspicious. She says he, like, practically lives in it, so. But honestly, it didn't look that messy to me.
No. I mean, I was expecting, like hella stuff in the backseat.
Like, piled up to, yeah. Mr. Martin offers the ghosts a field day because Maddie's having some trouble just remaining stagnant in the same place every day. So Simon's gonna break into the car. Nicole's distracting him. When Simon runs into the desk, whenever he's, like, going into the classroom, I want to know if he's that so was mean. Scripted or if Christian just actually ran into that, because I feel like it wasn't scripted.
That'd be funny if it wasn't. Or if he, like, made it up. Yeah.
So Simon goes and breaks into the car, and he finds the piece of Maddie's phone that he gave Mr. Anderson in the car. He did not turn it in.
And Maddie then we get another flashback?
Yeah, so Maddie tells Mr. Anderson she calls him after she was in a car wreck and asks him for help. And Simon is angry with Maddie that she's still holding back and not telling the full story. Wally is trying to take Maddie's mind off of things. So he's, like, driving around the school in his little golf cart. Cracking me. Oh my God. I know.
Him being excited about... Sorry.
Go. No, go, okay.
Him being excited about field day sent me. I was laughing so hard because I've never seen a person ever be that excited about field day.
No.
But also, I cannot trust myself to drive a golf cart. Like, I want to know how they did that behind the scenes, if they had to learn how to do it or just, like, what they had to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been driving it. I think the first time I drove a golf cart, I was... like, I have six never. Or seven.
Huh? Wait, I wish y'all could have just seen mine and Katie's, like, the same face.
We had crooked heads, yeah. And we were looking at Ivy like crazy.
Like, six or seven?
I'm gonna side-eye you. Bombastic side-eye. I never say it right.
You know that's illegal?
No, yeah, that's like
hella it's not illegal. Like I was driving it on the road.
And we know, but still.
No,
it's you don't have a helmet on.
Our former neighbors moved out to a property where they're like, I don't know how many acres they have, but they've got like a property, like their house is back in the woods and stuff, and they had a golf cart that they would like ride around on their property and stuff. And family friend, former neighbor Terry, like, would, like, take me driving around in the golf cart on the property.
Wow. It's giving It's, I don't know what it's giving, but it's giving
but something. But it's giving.
it's giving.
I ran over a snake with a golf cart one time in high school at golf practice.
My cousin ran over golf my practice? Sister. Golf practice?
You played golf, Ivy, please. It's giving Sharpay.
She played Katie, varsity golf. Do you listen to golf. The
podcast?
I do, but I don't remember those kinds of, like...
I played literally just so I could get a Letterman jacket.
Oh, you know, that's actually pretty smart.
because no one... Like, no girls at my school were, like, rushing to play golf, so I knew I wasn't gonna get, like, kicked off. Like, I knew I wasn't gonna not make the cut, and I just wanted a Letterman jacket, so...
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I was the swim team timer person, and I did it for, like, 2 years, and then they gave me a varsity number, and I was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
See, I got lucky because we made it to regionals my senior year. And absolutely none of that had to do with me because I wasn't that good. And I was very well aware that I was not that good. And somehow we made it to regionals. So I not only got a Letterman jacket, but I got like one of the like regional patches to put on the back of my jacket.
Do you still wear it?
No.
See, I don't get why people buy them then. That's just wasting money.
I'm not a freaking loser. This is going to wear my Letterman jacket after high school. Sorry to anyone listening to this that's wearing their Letterman jacket after high school, but also...
No, it's good you're like, bringing why? It up because they should stop.
Like, why? Like, why are you doing that?
Use it for a Halloween costume.
Yeah, oh, that's maybe? Different, though. Yeah, that's fine.
Or if you're going back for, like, if your team, like... made it to state or something and they're like honoring your like team back at the school, sure,
yeah,
wear
that's
it
a,
or
but if you're like in everyday life just like wearing your high school Letterman jacket, that's weird. That's yeah, so odd.
Totally. Yeah, totally. I don't wear mine or anything. I'm kidding, I don't have one. I just said I didn't, but
Kitty's wearing hers right now.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing it right now, guys.
She's yeah, actually lying.
The swim team timer actually is amazing. Yo, I'm not gonna lie, that was probably the most weirdest time of my life because they also had me in the team photo and I had to wear a swim team jacket and I did not feel like I should be in that photo. I just took numbers. I did not swim. I did not do that stroke where you go backwards.
You're like, I did not touch the water.
This was my senior gift from my team was a mug with a picture of all of us on it. And you want to know what the girlie that was a senior the year before me got? A personal embroidered blanket with her name at the bottom and stuff. And, like, I got this and some candy.
You're still using it.
Yeah, at least you're using it.
I got this and some candy because this girl's mom owned a candy shop downtown, and it was the most disgusting. It was, like, dill pickle flavored, like, kettle corn. And I was like...
We are talking so much tea on this pod.
Also, I would love to have some dill pickle kettle corn.
Me too!
Okay, honestly. Well,
oh my god.
Lauren, when you come back and visit, we can go to the candy shop downtown. Because I definitely did not eat it. It was like it was like dill pickle kettle corn and like cotton candy kettle corn or so. It was just like a very random group of things and a mug, and they all knew I didn't drink coffee, so I was like, okay, cool.
But you can put water in it. Or tea.
I'm drinking.
Or fruit punch.
I'm drinking water Chalamet mug.
This is precisely what has been in it since they gave it to me. Pens and the light up ice cube from Disney World.
Slay light up ice cube from Disney World. I wouldn't know what that is.
Because apparently lip balm is in here also. Didn't know that.
Oh, wait, because we were talking about the golf cart. Can I also just say I love Maddie and Wally together. I feel like...
Oh, they're precious.
That little... yeah, their chemistry
she was so smiley.
Is gorgeous. I know! I was like, girl, you were, like, hating your life.
Yeah.
And you still are, but you're happy for a minute.
For a moment. Just for a moment.
It's the... Oh, what do...
Did you just say High School Musical, the musical, the series on us? Just for a podcast.
Fair enough.
I just...
It's the what do people say, like black cat and
golden retriever.
Golden retriever, black cat. Yeah, yes. It's that. Like, it is exactly that.
That's so true.
It's just giving cuteness overall.
No, they're precious. I know Milo and Peyton had a blast filming this. I know they were.
I want to see behind the scenes of it.
I know.
I want the blooper. Can the bloopers come out?
I honestly, want the blooper reel.
Can we just DM so bad. The cast these episodes so then they can listen and then hear our requests?
What if we just call Awesomeness TV up?
I'm not gonna lie. Can you all DM the people that have, like, not a big following and ask them to be on the pod? I'm, like, was looking through a lot of their followings, and I'm like, wow.
Listen, I would love to talk to Nick, honestly. I
want to talk to
Nick so bad.
Do it.
What if we just call Nick? If you need Nick. Help with...
What if we just call Nick up? Right. What if we just Instagram? What if we just Instagram FaceTimed Nick Pugliese?
I'm not gonna lie, y'all should. I'm not even joking. Jokes aside, think of a DM him. Come on, PR. You guys are PR for your own podcast.
I know.
You're everything for your own podcast.
I honestly want to talk to Nick so bad. He just seems so fun.
Then do it.
DM him.
Just give it a shot. Give it a shot. What's the worst you can say? No?
We find out that Field Day for the Ghosts is actually just them destroying everything. Which, again, I want to be there to film this just because it looks like so much fun.
I wrote, is Charlie good when he's, like, stabbing the, like, the football thing or whatever?
Me too.
I love when he, like, cheers for himself. After he does it, he's like, yeah.
It's giving pure anger, and I was loving every second of it.
Charlie has to find some way to get it out, because any other time, he's just like, sweet little boy.
I know, he really is so sweet.
I know.
He was letting out that gay trauma, honestly.
So true, though.
Maddie liked Nicole's picture, or so Nicole thinks. So Nicole's like...
That would freak me out.
Nicole's like, I know where she is, because it's a picture of a spot that she and Maddie used to hang out up at an old, like, elevator shaft type building, like, in a factory. And listen, so there's, like, graffiti everywhere. Cool, cool, cool. There's an abandoned building around here that's kind of like this, just, like, filled with graffiti like that. There's one wall that just has, like, ghost faces all over it, which I need to go back there for, like, Halloween or something and take pictures, because it looks so cool. And one of the things on the wall says, marry me. If I got proposed to by graffiti in an abandoned factory, like, the answer would be no.
My cousin majored in graffiti.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like someone in high school did that. Like, their high school, their one true love. They were like, baby,
marry me.
I'm like, they probably said yes. And then their parents were like, you guys are like 16.
Yeah.
So no, you can't do that.
It's happening.
God.
I'm not gonna lie. That flashback came at, like, perfect timing. It was a little bit of a jump scare. I feel like some of these random, like, flashbacks give me jump scares because they come out of nowhere, but I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that the aspect ratio changes, because the transitions are so fluid that I'm like, I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah.
Like, where we're at in the timeline.
Fair enough.
I love the way Maddie's talking about the graffiti, though, and she says the male obsession with their own genitals, because it's so true.
It's so true.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're, like, even when you're, like, growing up in, like, middle school or whatever, and guys are drawing, like, dicks on each other's papers, like, we weren't doodling, like, titties, like, like on the corners of our papers and
who's
stuff.
Lead?
Like, it's
I'm
so
just kidding.
Odd.
I was not. Just kidding.
Bruh, out of everybody in this room, only one of us. But I didn't do that either, okay?
There are two gays in this call,
Katie. Do you guys remember? Do you remember when everyone used to do, like, the little penises, but then make a Squidward face out of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
They do the little eyes, the little nose, the little smile. I'm the like, nurse. What is this?
The smile.
No.
The smile. I remember I would be so innocent about it. I'd be like, guys, look, it's Squidward. And all the kids would be like, hey, you drew a dick. No, I'm so sorry. If we have to bleep that part out, I'm sorry.
I think it's fine. Yeah.
I will never forget. There were two guys in my English class, and then this girl. I'm sure I've talked about her on the podcast before, but I will not say more. These two guys were, like, goofing off, and, like, one of them drew, like, a dick on that other one's paper or something. This girl goes, actually, that's not what it looks like.
Bruh, be so for real
to these two guys.
Oh, my God.
Like, baby girl, they know their own anatomy.
I think they know.
Especially, they were... I cannot. But we find out Maddie used to like to go here to escape from reality, she would say. And with Maddie and Nicole are talking. Snacks. Yeah, with shoplifted snacks. And Maddie and Nicole are talking about how Nicole cannot afford art school. And Maddie's like, it's fine, like, you'll come and visit me and Simon in Chicago whenever we go to Northwestern, and, like, we'll go to art museums together, and blah, blah, blah. So, problem solved, I think. Same thing. You can't get into school. We'll go to museums.
We'll go to museums.
Same thing. Same thing.
And then Xavier, jump scare.
Jump scare pops in.
Blue Nicole eyes, literally dragon. Thinks she's gonna be killed next.
I'm not gonna lie, and by jump scare we mean Xavier, right?
Yes.
Like, just double checking. Yes. Can we talk about how people be shipping him and Nicole, and I'm like, stop.
What?
Stop.
People do?
Yes. People were. I was like, I don't see it. Please don't make this a thing.
Listen, I wasn't shipping it, but I saw it whenever I was like watching the show. I was like, I was like, are they making this a thing? Like,
I could see that happening, but not shipping. Why?
No, Lauren, like, it gets worse. Like, the interactions that, like, they have them together. I'm like, is this, like, where this is headed?
Hey, y'all, you gotta remember what Awesomest TV does. They do weird stuff like this. Have you all seen Tagged?
No.
Like, well, when you watch Tagged one day in your life, you'll get what I mean.
What is it, Tagged?
Yeah, it had, like, JC, Kaylin, Leah,
oh my God,
whatever
throwback.
Her last name was. No, it had, like, all those people. It had Lucas Gage in it, Brandon LeMasters from Wallows. But we'll talk about that another day.
We'll do that when we cover Tagged on the podcast.
Stop! Yo, you know who's in it? Noah Centipede.
Not him.
Well, I shouldn't be surprised. Noah Centineo and Awesomeness TV are like this.
I know. They like BFFs. Like, dupe? I don't know why I said dupe. That's not... Yo, I think I'm like... The sun hit me too hard today. And I suddenly...
No, me too. I was in the backyard energy. And I was in the backyard for 15 minutes. My tan is insane. It's so
bad. The best
bad.
Thing... The best thing to come out of Awesomeness TV was... The Two All the Boys movies. And by the Two All the Boys movies, I mean the first one.
I still haven't
watched
the third.
Yeah, because the second book is my favorite. But the second movie?
Not my favorite.
We don't talk about it. That's what happens when you get a male director directing these movies now. Deadass.
No, because why did they change directors from the first movie when the first movie was so loved? And, like, why did we change directors? Because the second book is so great. And the second book is also my favorite.
I feel like the second book is everyone's favorite.
It's so good. And then the second movie,
I was
like...
crying. Bruh. The second movie, like, I was so ready for the... Spoiler alert to people that haven't read the book. Just letting you know now. But the water gun fight, I was ready.
No, I was ready for
nothing.
I was ready for the manhunt plot line throughout the whole movie, and it was just not there.
It was not giving. But now they have a new show with the little sister.
Kitty. Yeah.
So Kitty.
Yeah,
I'm excited to watch that.
Me too.
Especially because it's got Anthony Kievan from Love, yes. Victor. I love him.
Oh, I didn't know he was in it.
He's so funny.
It's, you don't know him, Lauren.
I do. He lives with, what's her name?
Anthony Kievan? Oh, yeah, you do know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, you never reached the point in the show.
No, not his character, but I know who he is.
You no, haven't reached the point. You know what? I should have known because I keep up with the podcast. I haven't seen anything like that yet.
No.
Let's hurry up.
I know.
She watched through season one whenever we covered season one. But
yeah.
I know. I listened.
If you're going to continue to watch, I would say watch season two, and I would say maybe don't watch season three.
No, it was not. Okay, there are thoughts about season three, but she gotta. If you're gonna watch a show, you gotta watch till the end, even if it's not good.
Katie, it's just bad.
I know, but we've already sucked her into this world. We gotta.
I would finish that.
Realize what we went through.
I would
but
finish
it's
it.
It's so bad.
I know.
I would finish it just it's to like, see Isabel on my screen.
Michael, hey, at least it didn't continue.
Michael Cimino, I know you're listening. I'm so sorry. I still love you.
Wait, has he actually listened to the pod before?
No.
I doubt it. I doubt.
That would be kind of slay. I'm not going to lie.
I guess I gatekeep girl bossing Michael Cimino before this new season of Never Have I Ever comes out and everybody follows him.
I already
saw tweets from the screenshots of the trailer side by side of like Davey and Michael's character and then Davey and Ben, and people were like, I'm just saying, why would she, like, as in, like, why would she go to Ben when he's right there? And there were so many replies that were like, wait, who's the guy on the left? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, stay back. Get away. I'm like, I was here. I've been here. Get out.
All the Love Victor people have been here.
Been here. Get away. Gay. The you are gay.
Stop.
I love this video. Okay. Where are we at? Here we are. So Xavier's talking about his alibi. He says South is his alibi. And that Mr. South was fixing a window when Xavier was in the locker room. Guys, you can't see Katie, but she's blowing bubbles right now.
This happened last time. Sorry, continue, Ivy. It was beautiful what you were saying.
You're and Simon is, like, low-key guilting Nicole about... Or no, Xavier is, like, low-key guilting Nicole about not going to see Sandra.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, she's not doing too well, but, like, I'm sure you know that. And Nicole's like, not really.
It's when, like, Simon confronts Mr. Anderson about the phone piece, and I wrote, this is what I wrote, like, I'm thinking he did something with her phone, or they were talking about something, like, sus, and that's why he wanted to destroy the phone to, like, cover up what he was doing.
Ooh.
That's what I was thinking at this time.
Yeah, he says he didn't turn it in to protect Simon because he didn't want people to think that Simon did anything wrong, which is just like, I don't know, it's just
such
a weird
bad
way
excuse
to spin things. Yeah,
wait, you want to know what would be such a funny thing for you guys to do, but don't ever do it because it's a very long show. If you guys started from Grey's Anatomy. No, I'm not gonna lie. I don't watch the show. I just only watched one episode for Jesse Williams.
Which episode was it?
That's all I did. Lesbians for... when him and April's, like, basically, when he stole April's virginity. I said, listen, man, I love Jesse Williams. Lesbians for Jesse Williams!
I love that man. I wrote...
What is it?
I wrote, I love Charlie. Why did I write that?
I wrote... Oh, wait. Where are we dealing with Nicole and Xavier still about the mom?
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I want to know, what did Simon talk about? Somebody said that somebody went full Tonya Harding, and Maddie was like, Tonya was exonerated.
Oh, that's when Maddie was hitting the thing, right? The vending machine?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that part had me laughing because in the theater building at my college, the vending machine would always just, like, not work in between rehearsals. So we had my friend Marcus literally, like, take his whole body and just shake it so hard to try to get
snacks work?
Out. And it worked most of the time. Yeah, it did. But half the time, I was always like, can we just hit it with a baseball bat? Because I'm kind of sick and tired. I pay money to go to this school, and they can't even give us proper vending machines.
Rude.
For real.
The Tonya Harding reference cracked me up also because Tonya wasn't the one that even hit Nancy. Like, I know people always, like, refer to it as, like, pulling a Tonya Harding.
Pulling but I'm a
like,
Tonya, yeah.
Like, Tonya wasn't even the one that did it, like, physically did it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because she doesn't actually
do it.
It's someone else. So, like, no, yeah.
I can't remember.
People to this day use that reference. And I'm like,
I know, I'm like, this is way, you're so off. Like, this is so off. I'm like, I get the point you're trying to make, but it's not coming together the way you want it to come together. Rhonda burning the field. Ugh, she's so badass.
Bruh.
She's so badass.
Hot. It was giving
I love her.
Hot. Where's the hot.
Katie, get the flag. Lesbians for Sarah Yarkin.
Yeah, where's your flag?
Yeah! Lesbians for Sarah Yarkin. I don't have a bi flag. I should get one. Bisexuals for Sarah Yarkin.
Yeah, pretend you have one.
Bis for Sarah Yarkin. Oh, Xavier, like, Nicole was talking to Xavier, and she was like, you know you shouldn't read the comments, or whatever, whatever. And he was like, yeah, like, I'm having a little trouble, like, not reading them. I would also have trouble not reading what, like...
Yeah,
it's not it's not like he's, like, a celebrity, and, like, you're gonna get hate regardless whether you're good or whether you're not. People are gonna hate... He's just, like, a high schooler. He's just a high school student, so I would also have trouble not reading what people are saying about me.
Especially in, like, a small town. What else are you going to do?
No, literally.
Oh, this is when they're like, we just have to prove that she's out there and alive.
Yeah, Nicole's like, if we prove that Maddie's out there, then, like, people aren't going to talk about you anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, but also...
I don't know. She did.
Like, all right. Maddie is asking Rhonda about her story with her counselor because Maddie's kind of coming to terms and grasping, like, okay, maybe this teacher that I did get close with did something to me. I can't imagine that a, like, guidance authority figure would harm me like this, but Rhonda had experienced that, so she was going to her to talk about it. And Rhonda explains pretty much that her parents didn't pay attention to her, but her counselor, Mr. Manfredo, got very close to her, helped her get, like, good letters of recommendation, was, like, rooting for her to get out of, like, Split River. And then when she did get accepted to college, he got pissy because he thought they, like, had a relationship, and he was mad that she was gonna leave, so he killed her.
Rude.
That's all you have to say about that.
I'm just like, the grooming, all of that.
No words.
Like, that's just horrible.
The woman had
no thoughts. Head empty.
Just the woman. No
the
thoughts.
The woman had head one empty. Word. Rude.
So rude for murder.
Nah, she's
so rude.
She said Michelle Tanner. Wait, not Stephanie Tanner. Sorry, Stephanie Tanner.
How rude.
I know, okay? It's my favorite show, but I forgot Michelle's kind of iconic too with her
faces. Wait, what's I feel like Michelle had two. Michelle had You Got It Dude, but then she also had like
the In Trouble one.
Oh, you're in big trouble, mister.
Oh yeah.
Trouble, yeah. Mister. But
yeah, we get Rhonda's backstory, and she like Maddie's like, oh my god, like, they never caught him, and she's like, no, they did, and, like, he died in prison, but I'm with Rhonda, where she's like, yeah, but, like, what does that do to me?
Yeah,
like, what does that do for me? Like, I'm still dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still dead.
Ever deader than I've ever been.
Elton John, I'm so sorry.
Elton John.
So sorry, Elton. No, it's so depressing because Rhonda puts up this, like, really put together front and that she's accepted what happened to her, but.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, obviously that's something ever, that you know, yeah. You can't ever truly, like, accept that.
No.
Hello, Piper. What's going on?
And then Maddie, like.
In case nobody knows, that's a dog.
Sorry, everyone. My dog just walked in my room.
And then Maddie, like, goes to look at yearbooks and then finds out that.
No, yeah.
The guidance counselor room was split into two, and now, what's his name? Mr. Anderson has one half.
And Mrs. Fields is the
other. I was going to write that. My notes were literally like, the rooms. The rooms! Bruh. That realization shook me the second time I saw this episode.
Yeah, so this is when Simon and Maddie put together that they can speak in the rooms where people have died, which is why they can speak in the cafeteria, where Charlie passed away, the bus stop, where the kids from the marching band passed away. Like, they're finally adding all this up. And I don't know why, like, Katie, I'm glad you also said you didn't, like, put this together when you watched it the first time, because I think my brain, like, blocked this out the first time I saw it as well.
What, like, the explanation?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just, like, forgot this scene existed where she was, like, had the yearbook side by side and stuff.
Yeah, I low-key, like I said, I didn't realize till the second time I watched it. I think it's because when you're watching it for the first time, depending the kind of person you are, I just want to know everything. I don't look at the scenes. I listen. I do watch. My eyes be watching. But if I don't hear dialogue, I'm going to be like, what's happening?
I get that.
Because when you're trying to watch a show for the first time, you're wanting to follow the story of what they're talking about. But somehow, Lauren, you just, like, have this magic touch.
Well, I think it's because right I'm my first watch is me taking notes. And I, like, I think that's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I was, like, talking to my parents about it last night, too, because we gathered that they could talk, like, I don't know if I'd read it on Twitter or something that they could talk where, like, people had died. And then, like, when we were watching it, we were trying to, like, add up all the places we could talk. And we were like, so people died in, like, both of those classrooms and stuff. And we were trying to add it up. And then yesterday when I was watching and taking notes, I came up and told my dad. I was like, Dad, I was taking notes and they explained this. And we just completely forgot. And so Maddie's having a tough time digging into everyone that she's close to because she's having a tough time accepting that, like, people that she trusted could hurt her so badly. And Simon's asking Maddie why she didn't just call him when the car crash happened, because basically Maddie did not crash the car, her mother did. So she called Mr. Anderson for help to try to make it seem as if Maddie was driving so that her mom wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah, she, like, takes all the blame.
Mm-hmm.
That's just such a hard place to be in.
It sucks.
Yeah. And she didn't want Simon to know how bad things truly were. That was what her reasoning was behind not calling him.
Honestly, having a teacher like that is so, like,
yeah,
amazing. Mm-hmm. It made me think of, like, the teachers I had in high school and who I had this past year, mm-hmm. the ones that I'm close with, that I'm like, wow, it's such a gift when, like, you get cool teachers like that. It's it's just a gift. That's how I'm going to say it, because I'm going to sound like a broken record if I keep going,
it's no, but it's true. This. Fair enough.
No, it is. And this is why teachers don't, like, get paid enough, because, like, not only are they teachers, but they're also, like, freaking therapists and, like,
I'm still friends, and like, I mean, she's basically family now with my first grade teacher. Like, she sponsored my brother during like confirmation. That's how close we all are.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that. Like, nice. Building a relationship with a teacher is something that it's like it can never truly be paid for. That's not like
that's priceless.
Like, obviously, teachers don't get paid enough, but it's just like the bonds that like teachers have with their students is so special.
Not Mr. Manfredo, though.
Not Mr. Manfredo. He's a guidance counselor. Actually, not a teacher.
Okay, true. Yeah.
And, like, what did Rhonda say? Like, he guided me straight to the light or something. Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson is yelling at someone on the phone and says he gave Maddie money. And Maddie and Simon. Maddie's like, I don't remember any money, and I would have remembered.
And Maddie's
that.
Like, I'm still broke.
Maddie said, I'm still dead and poor, so.
I'm poor. Dead and poor.
Dead and poor. She, Maddie was that one lyric in that Khalid song that says, you gotta pay to live and even dying ain't free.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Nicole finds Maddie's ticket in the woods.
What ticket was that? Like, ticket for what?
Was it ticket, like, for the accident? Like, I don't know what ticket
that
was.
That's what I thought. Because I was trying to, like, I paused it to try to, like, dig
but
in.
You only see, like, the top thing. Yeah.
A big old footprint over top of it. I think it's for the accident. Like, the crash report, I think.
I thought it was, like, a bus ticket, but then I was like, it's kind of too big for, like, a bus ticket.
Bus ticket? Be so for real, Lauren. Be so for real. What kind of bus ticket is that big? Also, people don't have bus tickets. You know what the apps are? Come on. NJ Transit, when you take the train in New York. Be so for real.
I think it's like, I think it's the crash report. Because it's
that
right
makes
where.
Way more sense.
Because it's right where the crash happened.
Wait, I'm not trying to be, like, silly, but you said crash report, and it made me think about John Green's crash course. I don't know why.
Oh, my God, iconic. Iconic.
I don't know why. I don't think he ever called it that, but
it's close enough.
No, they were called crash course, was it not?
No, it was.
He said crash report.
He said crash report.
Oh. He should have used that. Wow.
It's giving. Honestly, John Green, pay ID.
Pay me, John Green. Give me some of your Fault in Our Stars money.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Give me the money that you're giving Ansel Elgort for that movie. Give me his residuals. forward them to my bank account.
T. And that's the T.
But yeah, they find the ticket right next to a boot print, and Nicole's like, oh my God, like, it could be Maddie's boot. And Lauren, so now you know why I had you use the boot emoji whenever you were like, what's some emojis to describe?
Oh, yes. See, I didn't even question it.
Her little docs play a part in the show. And then we end the episode by Maddie and Simon finding a massive amount of money in the back of a cabinet in Mr. Anderson's room.
See, that was really funny to me because, one, I didn't catch that for the first time. I think I literally was hallucinating watching it.
Katie, have you watched this episode before, Katie?
She's rewatched.
I have, but I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I think this is, like, literally what happened when I was watching. I was like, Milo.
Can't blame
Where's this man? I was paying attention. But also, you guys have to remember, sometimes I don't rewatch episodes for a while and I just forget things. But here's the thing that's so funny. Let's talk about how this man was freaking out about money. But, like, I'm like, bro, you have some right in there. Be so for real. Why are you stressing about money when you have it, like,
you have
right
a
in there?
Maybe he gave her, like, half of it, though. Maybe he had even more.
I love the lesbian in this call being like, I was watching this show, like, Milo.
Hey, man, that's gonna be my best friend one day. My BFF.
And then you're gonna set me up.
Yeah. That's what all my friends keep saying. I'm like, y'all, listen. Whoever he matches with, honestly, he's as we've said, he's the... I mean, I know. Let's be honest, though. He is a white man's whore.
Period. He's
Milo Man.
He's gonna take a photo.
Milo Man whore.
Milo Man whore. Cam, I know we're not at nickname Cam. Bases yet, but I hope you know we are kidding about your son. We think your son is a respectful man. We're joking.
Listen, I think she would think it was funny.
She would agree.
I know, we're giggling.
She would agree.
Yeah, you know?
Because she agreed that he has chemistry with everyone. I'm sure if she heard us calling him Milo Manhor, she'd probably be like, have you heard what they're calling him?
Can we get that on, like, a Redbubble sticker?
Yeah, wait. Shirt, put it in the merch shop.
Honestly, wait. Ivy, you could have a new mug. You could have I could replace
the golf team one.
Wait, guys. Can we make that merch for you guys? Yeah,
put it in our merch shop.
Milo Manhor.
I think we just need it.
We just escaped the family show at this point. Like,
we really have. It is. I think when we're not covering HSMTMTS, it's like a free for all.
We just go off the rails. Yeah. But
I know we should put warnings in, being like, warning: two curse words are said throughout this episode.
Boo hoo!
Please be advised.
Everybody that listens to us is like our age anyway, so I don't care.
I know we have a Tony nominee that listens. Maybe. Wait, why am I saying we? I'm not
you,
on
you
this
are,
show.
You are.
Katie, you've done two episodes at this right point. Now. It counts.
Slay.
It counts. It counts. Listen, if I can find any, like, way for an in with Milo, I will.
We know.
And hey, and man. You know what one of those ins is? Is Raya. And Raya won't let me in.
Be so for real. I'm not gonna lie. Sorry,
if,
you go.
Listen, if Raya went based off of TikTok followers, I'd be in there. I'd be in there.
Keep applying.
But they go.
I'm not.
I applied already. They won't let me in.
Even people like that we know can't get in. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Can't even get in.
Yeah.
And she's tried. She's literally like verified now. She is slaying the game.
She really is.
She was like, she honestly
they're
didn't
so
even
weird.
Want to like date anyone. She was just like, I just want to know who's on here.
No, exactly. They're so weird with who they let in. And it's like, they'll reject people, but then people will get like a fake number through Google and then they'll let them in. And I'm like, how does this make sense?
I know.
But whatever. It done with our discussion on Raya.
I once again...
Raya is not sponsoring.
Raya will never
not
be a sponsor.
Sponsoring.
Wait, video?
And
pod.
If Raya was sponsoring, they'd let me in so that I could message Milo Manhunt.
Wait, this is Ivy to Raya.
Let me in, please.
But yeah,
I'm that old lady banging on the bus.
Be so for real.
Anyways.
I was just saying, once again, I forgot to ask anyone's opinions on the episode, so that's that. We are recording episode 4 this week because I will
in
be gone
days.
Next week
because Lauren's leaving me and going to Disney World without me.
I am but yeah, I have no current theories at this point. I have no idea what that cash would be, but I really like how it really keeps you like wrapped in to the show, all the cliffhangers. Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying that. Usually sometimes I'm like annoyed by cliffhangers, but I don't know, I'm not really, I enjoy them with this show.
I think Awesomest TV like improved on their shows with that kind of stuff, because in the past they were just like not giving really good cliffhangers, but this really keeps you like wrapped in.
I think you can definitely tell they have the like Pretty Little Liars producers in there.
Yeah, they also have the budget. So
very true. I also just love me some Peyton List. Like, she
I'm loving her.
This and no, like, Lauren, when we get to the finale, there's like a scene with her that was just like heartbreaking.
Ooh.
I was brought to tears by her. She's so good.
She honestly has just slayed so much ever since leaving Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Cobra Kai slays. This show,
like,
slays.
I can't even remember
anything
her
touches,
on Disney. It just seems like a completely different person to me.
It literally seems like a different person.
I agree. I mean, all people on Disney were not who they were.
True that.
I mean, I love you, Disney.
Yeah, please Disney. Don't sue us.
Disney, we love you.
Disney, we love you.
We went to D23 this year. Last year.
I was there in spirit.
Yeah, Katie was there with us.
Instagram live
Katie stream. Was there through Instagram live stream, and it counts.
It does.
I was the only loyal viewer. Let's be real. I came on.
You did. You did. You really did.
You did. You did. You were there. You were there whenever I think I went live, like, on the ground when Lauren and them were bringing the merch out to the car whenever, like, right before I met Michael.
Screaming.
It was either right before screaming or right time. After. I was just, like, sitting on the ground.
That's why I'm loyal.
Exactly. Period. Exactly.
But yeah, I think that's it, right? Do we have anything else to say?
That's all I can think of.
Me too. I'm starving. So... Yeah.
I'm also starving. But also starving by Hailee Steinfeld.
I love Hailee Steinfeld. Sorry. Anyways, go follow us on Just For A Podcast on both Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And let us know what your thoughts are if you're watching School Spirits, or go watch School Spirits and get Paramount Plus. Please. Katie, drop your ats.
Okay. My Instagram @ just like last time is _. Wait, sorry, @ _ K, then an 8, then TIEE. It's either 3 E's or 2. And then my TikTok is Katie Stamos, right after John Stamos.
Absolutely, as it should be.
I was
John Stamos, my OG TV father. Honestly, like, I could not think of an earlier, like,
father
like
figure.
Male, like, TV father figure that I really... latched onto before Uncle Jesse. It was for sure him.
No, yeah. For my 16th birthday, there's a Photoshop photo of me as a 6-year-old next to a picture of him.
As it should be.
I would love that to be sent to us.
Yes, please.
Obviously, this yes. will be sent. Don't worry, I'll get it from Google Photos and have it sent to you guys. Perfect. ASAP.
Yes, please. This podcast is distributed through Spotify for Podcasters, which is an app where you can distribute and create your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rate and review wherever you're listening. In the description below, you can leave us a voice message. We always like to hear those from people. Katie's left us some before, so Katie is proof
that...
They're
so fun.
They're so fun. They're not that hard to make, so, like, please send us in some voice messages. Another link in the description below is our merch store. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a Milo Manhor.
I think it needs to be done.
I think it should be. I think it's a little inside joke and it's funny.
Yeah.
Until next week, aka 2 days from now.
For us.
I don't know. I hope Sarah Yarkin just stays as hot as that field that she lit on fire.
Ooh, good
and
one.
She will.
Bars.
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 Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.